One day as I rambled on the landmarsh below, I saw a fair maiden before me did go. She had a fine figure and long golden hair, and her clothes were as pretty as any would wear. Up to her I sauntered and boldly did say, "You're the fairest young woman I've seen in the bay. You are a fair maiden and the meadow is dry. Will you stroll along with me and in the grass lie?" "Oh no, sir," she answered with a toss of her head, "before I'd lie with you I'd rather be dead. I'm a merchant's own daughter of quite high degree. You may look from a distance, but never touch me." Well, I filled her with tales and I filled her with lies, told her me claws were but some disguise, to find a fair maiden who held her degree above lying in meadows with scoundrels like me. To the meadow we walked and in the grass lay, and to one another soft words we did say. "Your touch is quite gentle," she said unto me, "it becomes a fine young man of gentle degree." One day as I rambled she met me close by, "I've a secret to tell you," she said with a sigh. "Your baby this winter will surely be born, and I want you to marry and save me from scorn." "I've a secret for you too," I said without joy, "I am nothing more than a fisherman's boy, and the baby you carry is nothing to me, for his father is surely of higher degree."